Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying five keys to finishing well in life. We have talked about how it's often been observed in Christianity that there have been people who began well in serving God but did not finish well. When all is said and done, it will not matter how you started, but it will indeed matter how you finished. Will you finish your course of life before the Lord in the way that God intended? Will it be a victorious conclusion of your life? No matter where you are in life right now, you still can finish well. If you'll turn your heart towards the Lord and allow Him to work in you His character, His heart, and His love. This week we've studied four of the five keys. First key was obedience. Obeying God is a key to finishing well in life. The second key was developing a giving lifestyle or living to give. The generous person will himself be refreshed. God will always provide and care for the person who lives a lifestyle like Christ's, living to give. The third key to finishing well in life is the walk of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It's a vital component of finishing well in this life. The fourth key was the lifestyle of forgiveness. We know from Jesus' own words that we are to forgive as God has forgiven us. And today, we will talk about the fifth key to finishing well in life, and it is the key of love. You could say it's the key to everything, because it was love that brought Jesus Christ to the earth, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. It was love that compelled Christ to go to the cross for us. It was love that brought you to the Lord. And it's love today that's calling to you if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, have not received His forgiveness, have not made Him Lord and Savior, then His love is calling to you so you can be reconciled to God. So there is not a distance between you and God, but you can experience the love and the closeness of a father-child relationship that's perfect in all its ways. That's the love of God. But one key to finishing well in your life before the Lord is to walk in love all the days of your life. And we cannot do this in our own strength. Human love always fades away. Human love will become exasperated with the shortcomings of other people. But there are two kinds of love. There is human love that only lasts as long as the love is being reciprocated, and it's a sensual type of love. It is determined by whether the senses are being stimulated and encouraged in the way that the person who's extending that love wants it to be. But the second kind of love is the God kind of love. It's the unconditional love of God that's also called agape, a Greek word for this unconditional love. It's love that loves when the other party isn't loving back. It's love that loves when the other party is unresponsive. It's a love that continues to love even when the other party has long ago ceased to be in relationship. It's an unconditional love. It is not based on the conditions of the situation. It's based purely on the love that is from the heart of God. God has called us to live that kind of a love lifestyle. And love, I believe, really is the key to everything. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, we find this exhortation from the Lord. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. The word walk in this verse, walk in love, is from a Greek word, peripateo, that means to tread all around, or to live, or to be occupied with. And then the word love is that Greek word agape, which refers to unconditional love or God kind of love. So this scripture basically tells us that we are to tread all around and live and be occupied with unconditional love. That's the love lifestyle that we've been called to, and it is a key to finishing well in life. One Bible character that exemplified this lifestyle was the Apostle John, and he's called the Apostle whom Jesus loved. And it's obvious that the Apostle John had a heart of love that Jesus responded to very tenderly, because we find this amazing story, and it's only told about John in the 19th chapter of the Gospel of John. And it is the place where Jesus, hanging on the cross, looks down in verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Now, this was a definite demonstration of John's heart filled with love. He took Jesus' own mother into his household. It can be assumed from the text that Mary was a widow at this time and so did not have a husband. And widows were to be cared for by their children. And we know that the Gospels report that Jesus had multitude of brothers, as well as sisters, plural. And yet Jesus had John the Apostle take his mother into his household. And we know that he loved his mother, and John must have had that heart of love that Jesus looked for and looks for in every believer. John walked in love. In fact, if you read the epistles, 1st and 2nd John, one of the primary messages in those two epistles or letters is the word love. We see it repeated over and over. It talks about God is love, and it repeats Jesus's admonitions that believers were to love one another. John walked in love. Jesus saw that in him and entrusted his mother to this man who walked in love. In Ephesians chapter 3, we find an interesting scripture as well that talks about how vital it is for the believer to be rooted and grounded in love. This is so key. If you have been a person that's been longing for revelation from God, praying for God to make your understanding more fruitful when you read the Bible or read the Word of God in any form, then this is an important word for you. It says in Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. These verses point out several important things. One, it's God's desire for every believer that we be rooted and grounded in love, that that's the primary moving force in our lives, because God is love. God lives in us. We should be moving in that spirit of love in every arena of our lives, every relationship, every person you meet. You should be moving with love, not with suspicion and mistrust and holding back, but with love. But here's something fascinating. It says that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. God wants to give you understanding, but you will never get understanding or revelation beyond the level that you are rooted and grounded in love. And it goes on to say, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. God wants to fill you with revelation, understanding, perception of spiritual things, insight into mysteries and secrets of God. But you can study the Bible from now until Jesus's return, and if you are not walking in love, it will be a vain pursuit, because dry understanding of the Word of God without revelation from God and without love as the motivating force behind it will be dead religion. God doesn't want you to be a religion expert. He wants you to be a love expert. A key to finishing well in life is to walk in love. John the apostle whom Jesus loved, ended up receiving the revelation that we call the book of Revelation today in our New Testament. I believe it's because God entrusted it to him, because his motivating force of life was that spirit of love that he had captured from Jesus himself when he walked with him on the earth. God wants to give you revelation, but it will never exceed the level of the love you walk in the power of the Spirit of God. A key to finishing well in life is walking in love. Are you loving every person you encounter, or are you withholding yourself from people? Are you putting yourself out there, forgiving every offense, pouring love on people instead of withholding effort, time? God wants you to be an imitator of God as dear children, walking in love. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.